to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thanks, Juliana. You know, God designed us to think in love and act with kindness. This can help others overcome fear and stress, two things that damage health. When we are loving and kind, we can actually help heal others. That's what Jimmy learned while taking care of his rather unusual pets. Here's his story. Kids my age usually keep dogs, cats, or goldfish as pets. Some hang out with rabbits, singing birds, turtles, and even snakes. Me? I love ducks. My mallard ducks are just like other pets, except they fly away in the fall. That's okay, because my ducks want to live on lakes and streams far from winter winds and icy snows, something we have a lot of around here. So when they fly away, I wave and call, "Have fun in your new homes! Thank you for living with me for a while!" I like to believe they understand. Raising ducks is hard work. They need to be fed every day. I keep their pen clean and their water supply fresh. I also take time to go for walks with them, before they learn to fly, and help them explore the world around our house. They're interested in everything and quack softly among themselves as they look around. It's like they're saying, "Hey, what kind of bug is that? Do you see this interesting leaf? Wow, what a colorful stone." They quack and quack and quack. Then, when they get tired, they just settle down close to each other and take naps in the sunshine. Sometimes, when my ducks and I are out on the lawn and they're running around looking at stuff, a hawk appears in the sky high above. Suddenly, the big bird lets out a loud screech. And something amazing happens. All of my little ducks stop what they're doing and run to me as fast as they can. They burrow under my legs and sit very still. Somehow they know that hawks can hurt them, and they need protection now. They stay in hiding until the danger is gone. Then they go back to exploring. I love my ducks and gladly shelter them from any danger. The pastor at my church says that when we're kind to God's creatures, we're putting love in action. He said that kindness is something God wants us to show, not only to animals, but to people as well. And we should be kind to our planet by not polluting or damaging it. I really enjoy showing kindness to the world. In a few weeks, the ducks I raised this year will fly away. But I hope they'll remember how much I love them and that I put love in action by being kind to them every day. I can hardly wait until next year when I can be kind to another group of feathery friends. It's fun! Thanks for that great story, Jimmy. You know who else is kind? God. Listen to these words from Acts 14:17. He shows kindness to you. He gives you rain from heaven and crops at the right times. He gives you food and fills your hearts with joy. What a loving God we have, and He wants us to share that love with others, because when we do, we bring healing to minds and bodies everywhere.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!